Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 293.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Thank you to Sunset Lake CBD for sponsoring this week's episode. Use promo code CHAT for 20% off your entire order at sunsetlakecbd.com. Sunset Lake CBD is a farmer-owned small business that ships craft CBD products directly from their farm outside of Burlington, Vermont, to your door. Sunset Lake CBD has something for everyone. They offer tinctures, edibles, salves, and coffee designed to help with sleep, stress, and sore muscles. Sunset Lake CBD customers support regenerative agriculture that preserves the health of the land and creates meaningful employment in the community. Farm workers are paid a living wage and employees own the majority of the company. Remember, use promo code CHAT to get 20% off your entire order at sunsetlakecbd.com. Therapy Reimagined is more than a conference. It's an experience. Join the community of modern therapists for the 4th annual, 2nd virtual, 1st hybrid Therapy Reimagined conference from September 23rd to 25th, 2021. We will be in Los Angeles and online with our super fancy virtual conference app. We bring fresh, diverse voices to our virtual and physical stages, talking about cutting-edge topics that most other conferences avoid. Learn more at therapyreimaginedconference.com and grab your virtual or hybrid ticket for 15% off with a special promo code for Therapy Chat listeners, TherapyChat15. I will be there and I will see you there, maybe even in person. I'm planning on going to LA, depending on what happens, but that's my intention to at least stop into some of the events. So I'm excited about that. Hey everyone, it's me, Laura Reagan. Just wanted to make sure that you know about what I've got going on this summer. I don't think I've really talked about it much here, which is silly, but in case you didn't hear, I did start a second podcast called Trauma Chat, which is really for anyone who wants to understand what trauma is and how it shows up in our lives. As you've heard me say, if you've listened to this show, I've mentioned a million times that people tend to think that trauma is something that happens to someone else, something horrific and unthinkable, unspeakable. And that is true. Trauma is that. But it's also experiences that are very commonly shared among many of us, most of us. On Trauma Chat, I break down what trauma is in hopefully understandable language that's not stigmatizing. I know I couldn't have possibly captured every thought there is about trauma and every aspect of trauma and how it shows up, but I hope that Trauma Chat will be helpful to people who really don't understand what trauma is and maybe wondering, do I have trauma? You know, or wanting to better understand what someone they care about is going through. And most importantly, how to get help if you have experienced trauma, what to look for, how to describe your experiences, or how to find the words that name what you've been through, so that you can then connect with whatever type of resource support, whether it's therapy or a podcast that you'd like to listen to learn more about it, or an article, another website. This is my hope in creating Trauma Chat. And the second part of that is the new Trauma Therapist Network community that I'm creating. It's unbelievable to say this because I've been laboring behind the scenes to bring this to you for a long time. Starting in around 2018 is when I first had the idea, and then the process of getting from there to here has been slow and with many twists and turns. But I'm creating a community for people who have experienced trauma to find help, for trauma therapists to find other trauma therapists to network with and refer to, and gather and collaborate and share ideas and hopefully come together in person in gatherings that I don't know if they'll be able to happen in 2021, but maybe by 2022, we can have in-person gatherings of trauma therapists to provide support to one another and combat the isolation of trauma work. Even if you work in a large agency or group practice, trauma work is so isolating. It's just part of the nature of it. And connecting with other people who get it is so valuable. The participants in my trauma therapist consult groups share how useful they find them to be, because we're in our offices doing our work and then we go home, and it can be really hard to receive the same kind of support that you give to your clients. So I hope that Trauma Therapist Network will be a useful resource for you, whether you are someone who's trying to find more information about trauma or if you are a trauma therapist yourself. To learn more, please go to traumatherapistnetwork.com. The website is not live yet as of June 28th when I'm recording this, but it will be live by August 1st if all goes well. And hopefully there may be even a soft launch before that, a beta version. So please go to traumatherapistnetwork.com, where you can find a free download and sign up to be notified as soon as it officially goes live. Whether you are a therapist or just someone who wants to learn more about trauma, there's a download there for you, different ones for each group. And I hope that this resource that I've really created from the heart will bring healing to more people. I really want people who have experienced trauma to be able to find the right kind of support. And that's why I created the Trauma Therapist Network. I hope you will join me there. Like I said, you can get more information by going to www.traumatherapistnetwork.com, where you can sign up to be notified as soon as the official website goes live, which will be in August of 2021. If you're hearing this after August 2021, go there and hopefully you will find the site and you'll see everything that it has to offer. I cannot wait. This is such a labor of love, something that I've really poured my heart into, and I'm just so excited for you to see it. Thank you so much for your support. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan. Today, I'm so thrilled to be interviewing someone who I deeply admire, Deirdre Fay, MSW. You might remember, if you've listened to Therapy Chat for a while, Deirdre was my guest back in 2018 in episode 145, which was Attachment, Meditation, Yoga, and Compassion in Trauma Therapy. She is extremely knowledgeable about trauma and attachment, and I'm so grateful that she came back to talk with us today. In our conversation, you're going to hear Deirdre describing how we can access our inner wisdom through skills and practices she teaches to help us become safely embodied, which is also the name of her new book, Becoming Safely Embodied, A Guide to Organize Your Mind, Body, and Heart to Feel Secure in the World. Quickly, before we jump into our interview, I also wanted to thank the newest members of the Trauma Therapist Network family. Elizabeth Cush, LCPC, who's a good friend of mine, is a psychotherapist and women's life coach in Annapolis, Maryland. And she's also the host of Woman Warriors, a podcast for stressed out women. And Sean Taylor Kirkland, LMFTA, specializes in CPTSD, addiction, and religious trauma syndrome in Kennesaw, Georgia. You can find both of their profiles along with the rest of the therapists on traumatherapistnetwork.com. If you're a trauma therapist, I'd love for you to join us. The more therapists that can be in the directory, the better the whole website will be as a resource for anyone seeking information, resources, and help with trauma. All right, let's dive right into my conversation with Deirdre. My guest today is Deirdre Fay, MSW. Deirdre, thank you so much for coming back to Therapy Chat today.
It is great to be here with you and to hear what you have to say and interact with you, Lori. You give so much to the world. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, thank you. I feel very honored to be speaking with you. I've just loved your work for so long and watching everything you've been doing over the years, even since we last were together. But today you have a new book out. I mean, it's been out for a little bit. It's called Becoming Safely Embodied, A Guide to Organize Your Mind, Body, and Heart. But I want to talk about your book and your work. But before we get into it, will you just start off by telling our audience a little more about who you are and what you do?
Sure. This is the work that I do really springs from my own experience. I lived for years. I've always been a seeker, but somehow I ended up in a ashram back in the 80s and 90s. And at that time, we were doing a lot of yoga, a lot of meditation every day. I was getting up at 4:15 in the morning to go practice and to practice again later in the day, 7 days a week. So it was pretty constant. And during that time when I was there, unbeknownst to me, my own trauma history came up. And I didn't even know that I had that trauma history. I remember exactly how it came up and how shocking it was and how I went from being able to be in my body, meditating yoga, doing, you know, running and preparing for triathlons, and then suddenly not wanting, not able to. It's like I couldn't do it. All I wanted to do was hide and shut down. And I was like, what happened? What happened to me? How come I was yes before and now this? And that really started the next level of my quest. I went to graduate school. When I was at graduate school, I was at a big teaching hospital, and somebody had been to one of my courses at the ashram and asked me to teach yoga and meditation to people in the dissociative unit at night on my own time, which I was glad to do because I wanted to see what works for me. Can it work for them? Because in yoga, we talk about this idea that the body is a temple for the soul, heart is a temple for the soul. And I know for many, many years, I did not feel like I was living in a temple. I felt I was, I don't even know, just crushed by life in despair. And I thought there's got to be a way through. And it's just, this is not right. This isn't what, you know, the ancient wisdom traditions are saying is possible. Every tradition, you know, from every world point of view. So that became my next quest. And as I was practicing with these people in the dissociative unit, then Bessel heard about the work I was doing from one of my friends, Sarah Stewart, who'd been at the trauma center for a long time. And Bessel invited me to come join them. And I was during that time, I started leading groups that I think it was the start of the Becoming Safely Embodied. The idea just came to me one day when I was walking back from coffee for some reason. I don't know. I remember exactly where I was when it happened. In fact, and the idea was, like, what does it mean to be embodied, but how important it is to be safe? And for so many people that you know and that I know and that we work with, they don't feel safe in their bodies. So what does that mean? And in many ways, it wasn't like I wasn't meaning to tell people what it is. It was more an open inquiry. What does it mean for you? How can I use my knowledge base, my skill set, my clinical knowledge to understand you and find the next possible step for you so that you become safe in the experience in your body, which is where you should feel safe? And that aligned with the whole idea of the analytic traditions that talk about a self-container and building a self. And I certainly had no idea what that was all about. And so I was like, how do you build a self? What are the qualities in that? And how do you construct it literally from scratch inside? So I keep talking about it all over this.
Yeah. So I think it's great that you brought that up, that what are the qualities of self and of having a self? Because you, like you said about that idea of not even understanding what it meant to have a self container. And that's, I've never actually heard that before you said it today. I think those concepts are so kind of abstract. It's like, what does this mean? How does it even develop to begin with? How do I get it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the analytic tradition, which has so much rich information, I think one of the dilemmas is that it's very cognitive.
Yeah.
And so as we look from an integrative point of view, it's a whole different set of skills. And we need to learn how to slow down so that we can actually access inside. And how do we link it up? So as you have that thought, what happens in your body? It's very simple, but it's very complicated. And all that led me to, I did about 13 years of pretty much weekly training with Dan Brown, who's an amazingly insightful teacher and mentor of mine on attachment theory. And we ended up as a collective writing a book with David Elliott on attachment disturbances in adults. That's where I learned so much about this. But again, it was so cognitive. And I would sit there and be like, well, how would I know inside me like that I had a secure self? Like, I know what it's like to feel kaflooey and overwhelmed, but how would I know what's secure about? And that really is what took me in a whole new direction. Because we do know that trauma doesn't clear, or the reason why trauma doesn't clear is because there's the underlying attachment issues. So then I'm like, okay, how do I solve that? How do I heal that? And, you know, we know in internal family systems, we talk about the qualities of self, but I was even interested in underneath that, how do you literally construct something out of nothing? Now, in IFS, we talk about if you remove all the parts and you're left with self. But if somebody has no access to that, or really no access to the body, it was another layer to uncover. And in yoga, we have these, what I talk about as the five doorways to the soul. It's really the five doorways to the heart or the person. And the first is sensations. It's the physical body. The second body is in yoga we call it different things, but I lump it together, the mental, emotional, psychological body. Then we have the energy body. We can access that through tapping, through shamanism, through breathing practices. That accesses the prana, which is different from the psychological body, which we get through IFS or cognitive behavioral therapy or all the mindfulness practices that are there. Then there's the body that we call the Vijnanamaya, which is the wisdom body. And that's really like when you're sitting in self, how do you know? And that literally has a place in our body that we can access, and we can train ourselves to be there, especially for those of us who have been more anxiously attached. Then we're prone to being on the periphery of our body. When we start accessing the wisdom body, we start moving away from the periphery into what the yogis would talk about, the central channel, which is the space between the spine and the heart or the rest of the body. There's a clear space, which this is part of the subtle body. And so if we move and practice moving into that place, we access wisdom. We could call that the intuition, but it's not quite intuition in that way. It's where it is really how do I want to describe it? It's a different kind of intelligence comes through, and not intelligence like a cognitive intelligence. So all these, if we look at these as four quadrants or four doorways, what they do is they open us up to an even more central place, which is the Anandamaya, the bliss body. Now, if you think about that, in my experience, that's when I can be so grounded inside myself. It's not bliss in the sense of like passionate lovemaking or like a really high energy. It can be a really deep contentment, where you feel so at one with everything that you relax the boundary of yourself versus the rest of the planet. Now, one of the practices I do with people is help them access that on what I call the vertical axis, which is the central channel. You know, it's what has us access all that is above us, the heavens, the spirit. It's also what flows down in and through us to the ground, where we access the ground and the earth, the great mother. And what in between that, that connects us all is the heart. And when we can land in the, not just the physical heart, but the emotional heart, the spiritual heart, and then even beyond that, it's like I talk about opening up the back door of the heart and resting in this vast luminous space it's behind that in the vertical axis. When we do that, there's something else that begins to happen. And what I'm interested in doing with people is having them stay connected to that path inside them, trust their own inner wisdom, and let their inner wisdom guide them in the direction of their healing. When we do that, it's going to take us all different kinds of ways. We're going to explore all kinds of things, but we can trust that we're being led from within. And then mistakes arise as wisdom, not as something to crush us. Trauma then becomes a modern day bodhisattva training. It's a modern day training of how to take our suffering and transform it into compassion.
I love how you just like layered together all of those pieces. That's one of the things I love about your work. It's like, it's not just the neuroscience, but it is the neuroscience. It's not just the attachment theory and trauma theory, but it is that. And it's also the yoga theory and, you know, Buddhism with the bodhisattva training. I don't even know what all that's, those are the pieces that I can pick out. Like, but that's the way, like when I'm working with clients, the way it feels, you know, it's like there's what sensations you notice in your body. And then like, if it's in your throat, like the energy centers, the throat chakra. And, you know, I mean, it's all information, and putting all of those pieces together is so much more complete in my mind than, you know, the one, this is the right way, that's the right way, you know?
The only right way is our way, the individual's way. Each person has their own way. That's the right way, is when we listen to our own heart, our own soul directing us from within.
Yes, so true.
You know, Laura, as I think about it too, is all of these different, when I started looking like yoga psychology, attachment theory, trauma treatment, the contemporary versions of it, ego psychology, there's a thread between it all that's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same. And I thought, why do we sometimes create all these, mm-hmm. it's good to have these different lines of development and understanding, but at some level, it's all the same. We're all connected in it. And that was when it was like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
Hey, everybody. I wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about my experience with Sunset Lake CBD. I first tried CBD when my integrative doctor recommended it for chronic neck pain and tension that tends to wake me up at night. I really like Sunset Lake CBD's products. The full spectrum CBD tincture is mild tasting compared to others I've tried, and I find it works quickly. It doesn't feel sedating, but it does have a pleasant calming effect. And I also like the CBD gummies. They taste good and they work well. So if you're looking for a craft CBD product that comes directly from a farm outside Burlington, Vermont, that's a producer for Ben & Jerry's ice cream, you're going to want to check out Sunset Lake CBD. And remember, Therapy Chat listeners get 20% off using the promo code CHAT. So go to sunsetlakecbd.com and use the promo code CHAT. I agree. You're right. I mean, that feels so true about the thread. It's like you can sense in each different thing, not that I've learned all of the different models and methods, but you know, certain, it's like you feel, oh, this is like what I've learned about that. And, you know, if you put it all together, that's what feels complete to me.
Agree.
So I love this approach. And you have this book, Becoming Safely Embodied, which is, I believe, your second book. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Didn't know if there were some others that I wasn't remembering.
But I was a co-author on The Attachment Disturbance as an Adult. And my first legit book was The Attachment-Based Yoga and Meditation for Trauma Healing with Lily Norton.
Yeah.
And I co-wrote some chapters with Frank Corrigan and this neurobiological something. I can't remember that on dissociation.
Putting you on the spot there.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Well, we'll get I'll get the name of it from you and link to all of those things with the show notes. But, you know, just so people can have a more, again, complete picture of what you're doing. But you've also had this Becoming Safely Embodied course for a while, good, like 10 plus years, right?
Well, I actually started them in 1990, maybe six. Yeah, a long time. And then I was running them in my private practice. And Janina Fisher, my friend and colleague down the hall, was sending her clients to the groups and they were getting better. She said, oh my God, they're getting better faster. What are you doing? So she wanted to hang out with me and we started co-lead groups for a number of years. I can't remember. And then at some point, I mean, they started like 10 weeks and then 12 weeks and 16 and then 24. And people wanted more after they didn't want to end. And I thought, so anyway, we started doing like 3 years of groups of the same group staying together over time. And it was fascinating because I think that what's missing for so many people is this, the learning piece, like the really practical skills, like how do you live in your body? How do you separate a thought from a feeling and a body sensation? Like that's news for so many people. How do you know what a fact really is? What do you do when you're overreactive? What do you do when you're so angry? How do you deal with conflict? So these were the things we started looking at and how we make it very, very practical. I just got off a call earlier today with the Safe Embodied Learning Community, where one of the things we do is every twice a month, I talk to them about one particular subject. So I do a teaching bit and then we talk about implementing. And the reason the conflict is in my mind is we started looking at today, what is conflict and how do you repair conflict? And what about mistakes? And what happens when you make a mistake? And it was like, wow, this is, we were all so engaged and fascinated. Like, how do we do this step by step? How do we break it apart so that we can learn from inside that it's safe to make a mistake? In fact, that's the whole point, to make a mistake. The whole point of life is to fall down and get up and move forward. But along the way, if we fall down, isn't it so much better if there's soothing and reassurance and comfort and people saying, oh yeah, okay, so next time maybe you don't blah 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 blah. And it's like, how, that's how we get better. I was just reading about one of the Olympic athletes who I'm not going to remember her name. She's the young hurdler, and she
Sha'Carri Richardson, the one who was disqualified because of testing positive for marijuana.
No, because this is somebody who actually is in
the Olympics. She's in the Olympics now,
and she said last year, I think it was, she got a new coach who was looking at what she needed to do to actually beat her own world record. And it was something like, instead of using launching off your right foot, you need to take one less step and then launch off your left foot. And so she had to learn. She did a year, or I don't know, I can't remember the length of time, where she didn't do well. And she wasn't beating herself and her records and everything. But what she did is, by learning and retraining herself to make mistakes and not, you know, step off the old familiar step, she just beat her own record and beat the person who had been holding the record before. It's like, that's on the Olympic level. But it's that simple. How do you go from four steps to three steps? That was her task for herself. And I think, okay, how do we do that? How do we break something down to that simple, that I'm going to only take three steps and I'm going to launch myself off of this? It's amazing to fine tune at that level.
Yeah, that's such a good analogy, because, you know, it's like, literally, I'm sure I didn't hear about this, but literally what she's doing is literally retraining her neural pathways that when I run, I do three steps and then jump or whatever, or left foot does this or whatever. And where the pathway in her brain is to go to do it the other way, the way that she's always done it.
Exactly. Perfect.
And it reminds me of, like, you know, and this is such an attachment thing, like the idea of the toddler, you know, toddling away from, like, first of all, how you're learning to walk and you're continually like falling down and getting back up. And but that is the process of learning to walk. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. That's the actual how you learn. So, you know, but, you know, somewhere along the way, and I think it's pretty early on in life, at least for me, I'll just speak for myself, but there was more of a interpretation that, you know, don't like ever make a mistake, and then your life will be, then you'll have a happy life. Like, always do the right things, and then you'll have ease and happiness. Aww. And so if you do make any mistakes, which of course we all do, then it's your own fault. You screwed up all that,
oh
you know?
God. Yeah. Yeah. We could all relate to it. We're all right there in that, nodding our heads. Exactly.
And then with trauma, it's deeper because it's, you know, it actually interferes with being able to, you know, you get stuck.
Right. And we're often told by people around us, if you hadn't been, if mm-hmm. you didn't do that, you're the reason why. Mm-hmm. And we take that and we take it in deeply because we don't have any balancing messages to that.
Yeah. So how can people use your book and your course to break those stuck patterns, break through those stuck patterns and be able to move into post-traumatic growth? Small question. What's the answer? How do you solve it all?
Well, I've seen all kinds of things, but I've seen people who just open the book to one page or take the course and just do one module, and that's all they do, and they change their lives. Like, that blows my mind. People have changed their lives from this my safe guide that I put out or this small course that I have. I think to myself, what is it? What is it in the person? You know, and some of it is that people are ready to make the changes. Some of it is that people are dropping their expectation of how they should do it. So they have a more open mind. They're like, okay, I'm going to just do this one thing. I'm going to practice this one skill. And they really put it into practice. Then we've had people who've taken the course over and over, and now their mentor is teaching other people. And they're still finding that they're gaining and developing. Because that's the whole point, is that our whole system is designed to grow, develop, and flourish. That's what we're supposed to do in our lives. We're supposed to become more, not stay in the idea of who we are. So there's multiple ways to do it. And again, it's about trusting your own heart and your wisdom to guide you.
Well, I know that many people who are listening are probably pretty excited. And there are so many people seeking to heal from trauma who kind of want to do it on their own, you know, so a book is helpful for beginning the work on your own. And then a course, you know, where it's more interactive is it group format? Yes. Your course? Yeah.
Well, you can do it all kinds of, we have all kinds of different options, but we are going to be doing a group live. And the reason why people get so much out of doing it live is that you learn from me, you learn from the material, but you learn from each other. And when we're in an environment where we're like, oh, that worked for you. Okay, let me try it this way. Well, it didn't quite work for me that way, but what do you guys think about this? Suddenly now it's exponential and people, that's where the leap forward happens.
I believe it, because when we're talking about attachment, you know, I don't know whose quote this is, but it's a great quote. What was broken in relationship heals in relationship.
Right, right, right. And we learn that it's safe, and we learn that we can trust, and we learn that how to discriminate and have wisdom and say, like, okay, you're a really nice person, but something's not right. I'm not going to trust you. And that's okay. We don't have to override that. You know, so it all comes down to how am I able to sit inside my own skin, listen to my heart, and then be in relationship with the world. I have this idea, I talk about it, it's a developmental imperative to be connected inside. And we know this because as a child, we should have had ourselves mirrored back. We should have people out there saying, that's right, or that's wrong, and do this or not, and to help us formulate a self inside. But we didn't have that growing up for many of us. And now our task is different. We have a different developmental task. Our task now is to know how to be inside our own human adult ecosystem. And from that place, then be able to reach out outside of our skin and be in relationship with the world and with others. So it's diametrically different. And this is what I saw happen all the time in the office, is people would come in wanting the outside world to change so they would have a different inside world. And that is not what the adult attachment developmental task is. Our adult task is to be able to be inside ourselves, know ourselves, and then from that place be in relationship with them.
That is such a powerful piece of information. And I'm so grateful that you said that. I think that's a great place to wrap up our discussion for now, because there's, you know, I feel like that's the whole learning of adult life. And sometimes trauma can have you be stuck for 30 years and before you suddenly your head lifts up and you're like, oh, you right. know,
Right. I can do this. It's not every, it's yes, it is the things that have happened to me, but it's not about changing what's happening outside of me. It's about connecting with what's inside of me and healing there.
Beautifully said, Laura.
Thank you. So Deirdre, where can people find all of the amazing things that you have going on? And please tell our audience like what's coming up.
Well, we are going to run a live Becoming Safe to Embody skills course, and that's coming up. And if people want to be part, I'm going to do a free long roadmap series, a free series I'm calling the Free Roadmap to Healing. And that you can get at dfe.com/more, M-O-R-E.
Okay.
Then I have a 40-page PDF I call the Safe Guide that's free as well. It's dfe.com/safeguide. So that's simple. Okay. And then we also have this quiz on relationship profiles. It's really about the attachment styles. And I got frustrated working in the traditional literature because it's always about there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's not. There's always a plus side and a minus side. There's a drawback. But there's a lot of positives to each of the different attachment styles. We just need a more balance and integration of them. So I created this relationship profile, and that is dfe.com/profile. Those are three different ways people can just get support, find some help, connect with me, ask on the free roadmap series that I'm going to be doing. People get asked questions and I'm going to be responding and really addressing their own questions.
Fabulous. Is that the video interview that you mentioned to me before we started recording that you did like earlier today was part of it?
No, that's something totally different.
Oh my gosh. You have a lot of good things going on.
It's true.
Well, I will link to all the specific things that you mentioned in the show notes for our episode today so that everybody can find them. I think that attachment styles profile thing is going to be a huge hit because, I mean, it probably already is, but people are always wanting to understand their attachment styles. And I love the non-pathologizing. It's not about that you should be a certain way. It's just where you are, you know, and what that means.
And how to build on it and develop a solid, steady, secure self in the process.
Beautiful. I think that's what most of us need. Deirdre, thank you again for coming back to Therapy Chat today. It's been so lovely talking to you as always, and I just really appreciate all the great work you're doing and all the ways that you are helping spread these important teachings out there to everyone who needs it.
We're all part of the community, Laura. It's a total pleasure on my part.
Thank you. Thank you to Sunset Lake CBD for sponsoring this week's episode. Use promo code CHAT for 20% off your entire order at sunsetlakecbd.com. Sunset Lake CBD is a farmer-owned small business that ships craft CBD products directly from their farm outside of Burlington, Vermont to your door. Sunset Lake CBD has something for everyone. They offer tinctures, edibles, salves, and coffee designed to help with sleep, stress, and sore muscles. Sunset Lake CBD customers support regenerative agriculture that preserves the health of the land and creates meaningful employment in the community. Farm workers are paid a living wage and employees own the majority of the company. Remember, use promo code CHAT to get 20% off your entire order at sunsetlakecbd.com. The Therapy Reimagined Conference is going hybrid this year, meaning you can join us virtually or in person in Los Angeles for 3 days of learning and connection. With headliners like Dr. Bandy X. Lee and Dr. Jamie Marich, you know that we're exploring topics that don't find their way onto typical conference stages. Grab a virtual conference ticket or join our small but mighty group of modern therapists in Los Angeles September 23rd through 25th at the Sheraton Universal. We're keeping the live audience small, so don't wait if you want to be in the room. Learn more about what we plan for this year at therapyreimaginedconference.com and make sure to use TherapyChat15 at checkout for 15% off your virtual or hybrid conference ticket. No matter how you participate in Therapy Reimagined, it's going to be an event to remember. And I hope to see you there. Like I said, either I'll definitely be there virtually because I have a presentation to give, and I intend to be there in LA at least for some of the events. So make sure to use that discount code.
And for more information and resources on trauma and healing from trauma, go to www.traumatherapistnetwork.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a community for therapists and a place for anyone to go to learn more about trauma and find resources and connect with help. www.traumatherapistnetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.